Olivia Munn has been diagnosed with breast cancer. Prince William barely mentions Kate Middleton at an event as theories about her whereabouts continue to swirl. And Sharon Stone finally names the producer who pressured her to have sex with a co-star. All that and more coming up next on We Hear Quick Fix. Hi, you're listening to We Hear Quick Fix. I'm Francesca Bacardi. First up, Olivia Munn was diagnosed with breast cancer and underwent a double mastectomy. Olivia Munn announced this week in an emotional post to social media that she has been secretly battling breast cancer over the past year and underwent a double mastectomy. She detailed her journey from going for a scan to getting diagnosed and realized that she was so lucky to have caught it as early as she did because it left her with options. Now, she had gone with her sister to get tested for the BRCA gene, which is the most common gene that leads to breast cancer or causes breast cancer. She tested negative for it. She and her sister were thrilled, but her doctor decided, let's just test for your breast cancer score. That's not the actual term, but it's basically a score that tells you the likelihood that you could develop breast cancer. Now, she was happy to do it, and she learned her score was much higher than she anticipated. And so her doctor pushed her to have another mammogram, which pushed her to have a sonogram, which pushed her to have an ultrasound. And eventually, she had a biopsy and learned that she did, in fact, have breast cancer in both breasts. Up next, Prince William briefly mentioned Kate Middleton at an event as conspiracy theories about her continue to take over the internet. Whew. We got to dive in here. So, Prince William attended an event this week that was honoring his late mother, Princess Diana. While Prince William was at the event, he did mention Kate during his speech, saying that both he and Kate work to, support his mother's legacy, and they work through it and try to channel everything she did for the UK when she was alive. Now, that was the only mention he gave her, but while he's out and about acting as business as, the usual, royal fans and just global fans really have been wondering and launching thousands of conspiracy theories about where Kate Middleton has been. Now, Kensington Palace did announce in January that she underwent an abdominal surgery and would be recovering and wouldn't be in the public eye until around Easter. However, after not hearing from her, given that she always posed for photos after giving birth, like she was always available to be seen, fans started growing worried. But the controversy, the mystery, the scandal reached an apex when last Sunday, Kate Middleton posted what appeared to be a photo of her surrounded by her three kids as a Mother's Day tribute. Immediately, that photo was analyzed to no end, and everyone quickly discovered that it was heavily edited. Now, Kate Middleton tweeted, or someone tweeted on her behalf, a statement saying that even though Prince William took the photo, she's an amateur photographer who works on editing and tries to edit her photos and clearly didn't do a good job. Now, that statement only prompted further speculation that all was not well because fans were on social media saying, like, no way is the Princess of Wales spending her time on Canva, on Photoshop, like, while she's recuperating from this mysterious surgery. There's just no way. She hasn't been heard from since. Now, Kensington Palace has not returned our numerous requests for comment this week, but they did in the past vaguely acknowledge that they were not in the business of conspiracy theories. And now it's time for the Joy of Six, the most satisfying Page Six story of the week. Sharon Stone finally revealed the name of the producer who pressured her to have sex with her co-star Billy Baldwin. Now, Sharon Stone first alleged in her 2021 memoir that she worked with a producer on a film who pressured her to have sex in real life with her co-star so it would improve the male performer's chemistry on screen. He thought it would better the performance. And this week in a podcast, the Basic Instinct star revealed that that producer was, in fact, the famed producer, director, filmmaker, you name it, Robert Evans. But she also revealed that the co-star in question was Billy Baldwin. And all of this took place behind the scenes of their 1993 movie, Sliver, which ended up being a certified flop despite actually doing pretty well in the box office. Now, she said,
"And he's running around his office in his sunglasses, explaining to me that he slept with Ava Gardner and I should sleep with Billy Baldwin. Because if I slept with Billy Baldwin, Billy Baldwin's performance would get better. And we needed Billy to get better in the movie because that was the problem.
She refused to have sex with him. But after this interview, Billy Baldwin, famous for Biodome and Backdraft, came out of the woodwork and slammed the Oscar-winning actress on social media, taking to X to not only say that he shunned her advances, but he also seemingly threatened her. But the best part is she didn't respond, she didn't engage, and instead she attended the GLAAD Awards a couple of days later and looked completely unfazed by the drama. And that's it for your We Hear Quick Fix. For more juicy stories like these, check out PageSix.com. See you next week.